This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Tomorrow, more sunshine with highs in the middle 60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies in Washington and 53 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, multiple breaking stories. A youth curfew will be reinstated in one part of our area to control crime. Former President Trump's claim of absolute immunity is being heard by the U.S. Supreme Court at this hour. Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction overturned in New York. And larger ships are now passing through a deeper channel in the Patapsco River in Baltimore. The Dow is down 690 points. 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing former President Trump's claim of presidential immunity.
The case involves the former president's efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss and whether he can face criminal charges. Trump attorney D. John Sauer says he cannot.
For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
But justices, including Ketanji Brown Jackson, posed this question.
How do you determine what is an official act?
With Justice Sonia Sotomayor asking whether introducing a false slate of electors, for example, could be considered official. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Well, Trump is referred to as an unindicted co-conspirator in the Arizona indictments that have charged Rudy Giuliani and 17 others with being part of a scheme to overturn 2020 election results in that state.
These are people like John Eastman, people like Mark Meadows, who had his ear, who we know were meeting with him in the days after the 2020 election, all the way up until the inauguration.
Election law expert David Becker is a CBS News contributor. New York's highest court has overturned a high-profile Me Too rape conviction. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The New York Court of Appeals said the judge in Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape case made several improper rulings that prevented the 72-year-old disgraced movie mogul from getting a fair trial. That included allowing women to testify about allegations that were not part of the case.
This morning, the first large cargo ship passed through a newly opened deepwater channel in Baltimore 4 weeks after the bridge collapse. The government says the economy grew at an annual rate of 1.6% in the first quarter of the year. That's a slowdown. CBS's Jill Schlesinger on what it may mean for Fed policymakers as they consider interest rate cuts.
I think they do nothing next week. If we start to see week after week, month after month, in the next, say, 6 weeks or so, before the following Fed meeting, if we see things really start to decelerate, that first rate cut of this cycle is back on the table for June.
GlaxoSmithKline has sued Pfizer and BioNTech, alleging the two infringed on patents related to COVID vaccines. A symbol of Paris has suffered damage.
The blades of the famous Moulin Rouge fell to the ground overnight, leaving the red windmill looking unusually bare this morning.
Just sad.
I hope they will build it up again.
Danish tourists Lars and Lisa Tigerson. The venue owners said it was unclear how the blades fell, taking the first three letters of the Moulin Rouge sign with them. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 650 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 on WTOP. It's Thursday morning, the 25th of April. Partly sunny, 53. We're only into the low 60s. Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. And there are breaking developments at this hour as Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks is issuing an executive order to reinstate a youth curfew at National Harbor. Large crowds of minors have gathered there, and last weekend it resulted in violence and a rash of thefts and some other crimes. The curfew begins tomorrow and will restrict unaccompanied kids and teenagers 16 and younger on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. Also, Brooks says, safety is a priority.
If visitors do not feel safe coming to the National Harbor, then these businesses, their employees, our state, and our county will suffer. And I can't emphasize this enough. National Harbor is home to many, many people, and they deserve a safe, welcoming place to live.
There will be some exceptions to that curfew. We'll have more on this breaking story throughout the day. Keep it here. A critical four-day window is now open at the Port of Baltimore. It allows several large ships to depart. They've been stuck since the Key Bridge collapse a month ago. The move also allows some container barges in at the discretion of the Coast Guard. Ship traffic will pause once again early next week to allow salvage crews to resume work on the next stage of the cleanup. The Maryland Port Administration says the new option is 35 feet deep, which is much deeper than the previous channels that were opened after the bridge collapse. The Army Corps of Engineers is expecting to reopen the port's 50-foot deep channel at the end of May. Students' use of cell phones at school is often a subject of debate. The Loudoun County School Board now wants parental input on a new policy in the works. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has the specifics as well as the limits to what can be done.
Students are allowed to have a phone. The school system often gets requests to block cell phones or make sure they don't work.
There's nothing we can do to like block them or physically remove them.
Aaron Smith, chief technology officer with Loudoun County Public Schools, on the new draft policy.
Student technology devices may only be used in designated locations and at designated times.
Elementary students, no phone use during the day. Middle school students, off and away. High schoolers have to make sure devices are silenced during instructional time.
Parents should avoid contacting their children via personal devices during the school day unless there's an emergency. We get a lot of notices back and forth or check-ins, and that's really some of the disruptions that we see in school.
Public input's now underway. The school board expects to vote in June to have the policy in place by the new school year in August. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Easing the path to building more homes that average people can afford. That's the goal of some of the bills Maryland's governor is signing. WTOP's Kate Ryan has more.
Maryland's housing crunch pushes up prices. That's the message that Governor Westmore himself delivered to lawmakers during the General Assembly session.
It is hurting the teacher in Wheaton who cannot afford a home in the neighborhood that they grew up in. It's impacting the police officer in Glen Burnie with three kids who can't make the family budget work this month.
Moore was front and center during the lawmaking session, pushing hard to pass a package of bills designed to make housing more affordable. One bill gives more muscle to state financing measures for housing construction. Another cuts through barriers to development. This is the second round of bills being signed by Governor Moore. Last month, he signed 120 bills into law. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Keep it here on WTOP. Up ahead in Money News.
A big restaurant chain tells its employees, hands off the chicken. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
On WTOP, it's 11:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Leaving Virginia, heading to Maryland, out of loop in the local lanes on the Wilson Bridge or past the Wilson Bridge, we believe a mobile work crew is there and blocking possibly the right side of the roadway as you head toward 210 on the out of loop as you come off the Wilson Bridge and headed toward National Harbor. Out of loop still delays in Montgomery County coming past Old Georgetown Road toward the American Legion Bridge and into Virginia. Also, the Interloop slows, leaving I-95 headed toward Route 1 in College Park, but travel lanes are reported to be open. Westbound 50 after the Church Road overpass headed toward 704. Two right lanes are blocked for the work zone there. Traveling on 301 southbound after Route 50, that's where we have the right lane blocked for the work zone. Traveling at this point on southbound Pennsylvania Avenue between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, it's a single left lane getting you by the work there. Southbound BW Parkway between 198 and 197, the left lane gets you by the work zone. In Virginia, the Interloop and Outerloop slows as you make your way between the Georgetown Pike and the Dulles Toll Road, where the right lane is blocked for the work zone there. I-95 southbound, you're on the brakes leaving the Prince William Parkway, headed down toward Dale City, with the work after Dale City blocking the right lane on the southbound side. Northbound I-95 delays, leaving Quantico toward the Dale City truck scales in the northbound direction, with work is along the right side of the roadway. Beyond that, you are clear toward the Springfield Interchange. Once you get on I-395, you're in good shape between Edsel Road and the 14th Street Bridge. Traveling in Bristow was Bristow Road. Near Lucasville Road, you were under police direction for the crash. We believe that's actually wrapped up and gone. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
The 7 News First Alert Forecast from Eileen Whalen.
Tracking much cooler air today behind yesterday's cold front. We're going to have high temperatures only in the mid to upper 50s with mostly cloudy skies. Heading into the evening and overnight hours, skies will be partly cloudy. We'll have lows tonight between 40 and 45. Some patchy frost possible in our far western suburbs. Tomorrow, sunshine 65. And then heading into the weekend, Saturday, we're in the lower 60s. So cloudy, cool, maybe a few isolated showers, but sunny and warmer Sunday with highs in the middle 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
Partly sunny and 53 degrees. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news on WTOP at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
The economy certainly did not grind to a halt last quarter, but it slowed significantly more than most were expecting. Markets are sharply lower as a result. The Dow is down 640 points. The S&P 500 down 65. The Nasdaq down 258. 1.5% losses across the board. Economic growth slowed to what turned out to be a nearly two-year low last quarter. It's the government's first estimate on first quarter economic growth, and it puts GDP at an annual rate of just 1.6%. Big win for Nashville. Oracle now says its planned 1.2 million square foot campus in Nashville will become its world headquarters. It's also bringing 8,500 jobs to Nashville. Oracle moved its headquarters from Redwood City, California to Austin, Texas just 4 years ago. One perk to working at a restaurant is free or discounted meals. New rule at Chipotle Mexican Grill, no chicken. It has told employees not to put chicken on their own meals because of surging customer demand and limited supply. Chipotle brought back its chicken al pastor recently, and it's turned out to be popular. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Still to come on WTOP.
Girls football is expanding in Maryland. This is Kyle Cooper.
It's 11:12.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen or small businessmen, they still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Keep it here. We are following the oral arguments this morning before the U.S. Supreme Court regarding a claim of absolute immunity from former President Trump. We'll bring you the latest in minutes. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Every year, over 300 businesses start right here in Prince William County.
And I'm one of them. I am Herman Noriega with Aroma Latin Fusion. Our restaurant is an exquisite fusion of Latin American flavors, offering a unique fine dining experience. Prince William County's Restore Retail Grant allowed us to get new equipment, grow our staff, and promote customer engagement.
Go to pwcstartups.com to learn how our economic development team can help your business. That's pwcstartups.com.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
At 11:15, thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. After a successful first year of girls flag football in Maryland, we're learning that the program is expanding. Details from WTOP's Kyle Cooper.
After operating in 10 high schools in Frederick County last year, the program is expanding to Baltimore, Montgomery, and Washington counties. Under Armour and the Baltimore Ravens are providing uniforms, funding, and other support to make it happen. Under Armour's Trey Evans says sports plays a crucial role in helping young women develop into future leaders. 280 Frederick County girls participated in the sport in 2023. Middletown captured the championship. In 2024, 51 high schools across Maryland will participate in girls flag football, which is growing across the country and will even be part of the Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles in 2028. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Green Day and hundreds of other musicians, including Billie Eilish, Cyndi Lauper, and Dave Matthews, have signed on to a letter that urges the Senate Commerce Committee to support proposed reforms to the live event ticketing system. The so-called Fans First Act would require all ticket sellers and resellers to disclose and break down the total cost of a ticket, including fees. It would also boost previous efforts to prohibit scalpers from using software to buy high volumes of tickets. Unrest over unfair, deceptive, and exorbitant ticket prices has reached a fever pitch in recent years. The letter states that predatory resellers and secondary ticketing platforms are engaged in practices that inflate prices and deprive fans from seeing their favorite artists at a fair price.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. If you check your bags, chances are you've been confronted with this often expensive scenario. The ticket counter agent puts your luggage on their scale, and if it's 2 pounds overweight, either find some place to put those extra 2 pounds or pay a hefty additional fee. When you buy apples or produce or meat at the grocery store, the scales they use are inspected by the city for accuracy. But who inspects the scales at airports, and how often are they inspected? North Carolina State Inspectors inspected the scales at the Charlotte airport and found that they were all miscalibrated. So do what I do. For about $10, buy a small portable scale that fits on your luggage handle and weigh your bags before you leave home. And be sure to bring that scale to the airport. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Here's a quick look at the top stories we're working on. A youth curfew has been reinstated at National Harbor. The Supreme Court at this hour hearing arguments on former President Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution. Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction in New York has been overturned. Keep it here for full details on these stories in minutes. WTOP brought to you by Marlowe Furniture. The Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale is on. For a limited time, save up to 60% on all furniture, plus free delivery. Visit marlowefurniture.com for location and hours. At 11:18, traffic and weather on the 8s with Rob Stallworth.
And the work zone's given us fits so far, especially in Virginia. Southbound I-95 as you leave the Prince William Parkway, headed down toward Dumfries. The work zone after Dale City, exit 156, is in the left lane, so watch out for that. Otherwise, northbound 95 delays, leaving Quantico headed toward the Dale City truck scales, where that work is in the right lane. Beyond that, you are clear toward the Springfield interchange. Southbound 395, still some delays approaching Glebro, but the earlier crash that was further south is now cleared and your travel lanes have been reopened. Northbound 395 and I-695, the southeast-southwest freeway headed into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Watch for those delays. We believe the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel near D Street may have at least one lane blocked as a result of the work zone. Northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, the right side is blocked for the work. Southbound DC 295 headed past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue may have a work zone set up there. For the southbound on I-295 headed toward the Suitland Parkway, that's where the work continues to block the right lane. Traveling on the inner loop in Montgomery County, you're pretty cool. Leaving River Road headed toward the 270 Spur. Outer loop delays leaving Old Georgetown Road coming toward the American Legion Bridge, with your travel lanes open. But once you get into Virginia, of course, the inner loop and outer loop slows as you make your way between the Georgetown Pike and Dulles Toll Road, with that work in the right lane. Back in Maryland, southbound BW Parkway leaving 198 headed down toward 197. Still with a single left lane getting you by the work zone there. Southbound Pennsylvania Avenue between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, the left lane gets you by the work zone. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Let's check in live with 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin with our forecast today. Starting to see a little more sunshine here in the late morning.
You got it. And more sun is on the way as we head through the afternoon. And temperature is a bit on the cool side, especially considering the time of year. Our normal high for this date is at 71. And today, we're going to be about 10 degrees colder than that, only in the upper 50s to lower 60s inside the Beltway. Partly cloudy for tonight. Temperatures in the 40s by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, another cool day, but a very nice way to end the work and school week with lots of sunshine, 62 to 65 degrees. Saturday, on and off showers. It's not going to be a washout, but it's not going to be the most beautiful day with temperatures still in the 60s. Sunday, we turn the corner and we also begin to warm things up thanks to a change in wind direction, 82 to 85 degrees. And by Monday and Tuesday, could be looking at our first day or days at 90 degrees for some neighborhoods. 55 in Fairfax, 56 in the district, and 55 in College Park.
Steve's forecast is brought to you by Len the Plumber, Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service. 7 days a week. It's 11:22.
The wait is over, DC. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. I love building cross-sport parlays. And in tonight's action, I'm going to be backing the Carolina Hurricanes on the money line against the Islanders, combined with the Yankees on the money line against the Oakland Athletics. Don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Big G. That's FanDuel.com/Big G. BIGCHEE. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call text 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Maintaining a home shouldn't mean constant worry or frequent ladder climbs to clean out your gutters. Embrace the peace of mind Gutter Helmet Gutter Protection can provide, eliminating the gutter maintenance hassle while keeping your home protected year-round from costly damage caused by failing gutters. Ensure your home grows in value with Gutter Helmet, not destroyed by repair cost. Call Gutter Helmet for a free estimate and save 18%. Call 8885-HELMET or schedule online at lednorhome.com. That's LEDNOR home.com. Or 8885-HELMET.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 11:23.
This is a special report from ABC News, The Courts and Trump. I'm Brian Clark. Right now, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments in former President Trump's claim of absolute immunity from criminal prosecution. Justice Sonia Sotomayor posed a hypothetical to Trump attorney John Sauer.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could.
Trump is not at the Supreme Court. He is in criminal court in New York City. He's obligated to attend his criminal hush money trial today. More testimony from former tabloid executive David Pecker, who testified he pledged to be the eyes and ears of Trump's 2016 campaign. This is ABC News.
Keep it here on WTOP for frequent updates on the arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
It's 11:25. Let's go to Dave Preston.
While the Commanders prepare to draft number two this evening, Mark, the Burgundy and Gold announced this morning that they're retiring Darryl Green's number 28. The Hall of Famer made seven Pro Bowls and started for two Super Bowl winning teams, playing all 20 of his seasons in the NFL with Washington. Green was picked 28th overall in 1983, the final selection of that first round. As mentioned, Commanders pick second tonight. Jaden Daniels is projected to be the choice. The LSU quarterback telling NBC Sports.
It'll be fun. Be able to go there and just be blessed to really just fulfill my childhood dream, whoever that is, whatever team that is. So, you know, I'm happy.
Much more on the sports page at WTOP.com, including previous number twos taken by Washington from Chase Young in 2020 to Riley Smith in 1936. Who's he? Well, he only led the NFL in extra points for the 1937 NFL champs. Baseball Nationals wrap up their series with the Los Angeles Dodgers this afternoon, looking for an offense that's been held to just three runs the last two nights. Manager Davey Martinez.
We got to get back to working good at bats, taking pitches, you know, trying to get ahead in the count, but be aggressive also, too. You know, if that first pitch is there, be ready to hit it. We're taking the good pitches, and it seems like we're chasing the bad ones.
Mackenzie Gore on the mound today, 4:05 first pitch on 1500 AM. NHL playoffs. Capitals have another off day before Game 3. They trail the New York Rangers 2-0. Dave Preston, WTOP Sports.
All right, Dave.